This is 92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. We say hello to Mayor Bob Minetza. How are you, Mayor?
I'm doing great, Mary Ellen. How are you?
I'm well. Cookies with council tonight. That'll be nice, huh?
That'll be nice. You know, we do this every year. Our last meeting of the year, we're just before Christmas. We'll have the council members all bring in some baked goods from home and set them out there. And before the meeting, we'll have a brief time when we can have anybody who comes in can have cookies and usually some punch or some coffee there. So people can come on down, have a little something, and then stay for a meeting.
There you go.
So my wife baked some cookies.
Well, that was nice.
And, you know, Mrs. Fritz always make stuff up so that Mike brings stuff in. And, you know, council members Lowe and McLaughlin, they'll bring stuff in. So there'll be a variety of things. So if people
Very
want to
nice.
Come in and have a little treat, come on down.
Well, one of the things that you will not be talking about are drones, because we haven't seen any here on the west side of the state. But it's interesting. Lawmakers are demanding answers about the unknown drone activity that has been reported recently. If I ever see a drone the size of an SUV, you're the first person I'll email. Okay.
Okay, well, I'll be waiting for that call.
Okay. And then
we get a lot of small drones, you know, like during special events. For people
sure.
Doing photography or doing video and stuff, but. Yeah, the big ones, I don't really know what that's about. My guess is it'll be...
The truth
will be less exciting than all
you
the...
You think so?
All the hype we're hearing
Some
now.
Some of these drones are... They're like the size of an SUV. They're huge. And now there were some men arrested in Massachusetts for flying a drone dangerously close to Boston's Logan International Airport. But
just reckless, you know. That's nuts.
Can you imagine, though, sitting here and seeing a drone the size of an SUV fly over Lake Michigan? I mean, that would be unbelievable.
Well, if he's bringing me Christmas presents, I'll take it.
So you've got a meeting tonight. Why don't you go over the agenda for
okay,
us?
Okay, well, it's a relatively short agenda.
Yeah.
But we are going to have a final update on our community energy plan. We heard an update back in November. It was a relatively high-level update of... all the aspects of the plan, how they've been working on it. They've been working on this for like a year and a half now. It's been well-funded. Area municipalities, Grand Haven Township, Grand Haven City, Ferriesburg have been involved in it and helped with the funding. And
oh, that's right, yeah.
We've gotten some money from Community Foundation. So it's been pretty extensive. They've done a lot of baseline work trying to decide where we've been, where we're at in terms of energy consumption. And now they're formulating more specific recommendations. And this is what I've been asking for all along is, you know, okay, we have a lot of the high-level stuff. We have a lot of the background stuff. What specifically would a local community of our size be able to do to implement some of these suggestions? And they have suggestions surrounding things like energy efficiency with, you know, winterizing housing and making improvements in people's mechanical systems. And things like promoting more use of electric vehicles and charging stations, because we don't have a ton of charging stations in the city. So,
no.
So there might be some opportunities for some of that. There's other things in there, like doing more natural features conservation, just preserving our natural features, our water and our forests and such, are part of it's a little bit of a... not directly involved in energy usage or such, but it's part of our how we deal with our environment. And then things like food sustainability and such is touched upon in here. So it's more than just how do we use our power and our gas and all that. It's a pretty comprehensive look. So then how do we actually implement that in a community our size? We have to have, obviously, there's some of this is going to require some funding and some money that we have to figure out where that comes from. Some of it is legal authority. We don't tell the private sector and we don't tell people what they must do, but we can incentivize people to do things differently or do things in a more efficient manner. And we can enable people by either putting in policies and altering ordinances to make things easier to do, or we can make things more inviting for people to be more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And make better use of things like electrification of things that might otherwise use a fossil fuel.
Okay.
So that kind of stuff is in there. So we'll see more of those specifics tonight. It'd be a relatively short presentation. And then in January, we'll take up the entire plan again for a more formal adoption.
Okay.
So there's not an action item on that tonight, but it's a good presentation.
Okay.
So that'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have in our consent agenda, there's a few things. There's we awarded a bid to Big Blue LLC for a commercial slip where mm-hmm. the cycle boat used to be down on our marina.
What's Big Blue LLC?
They'll be doing passenger excursions.
That's right. I know who that is. Okay.
And so that's what we had before was a small excursion outfit, and this will be replacing them in our commercial dock.
Okay.
So there was the bidding process, and they won the bid. So that's why they're taking that over. So now we have a formal contract to approve. So that's on our consent agenda. Mm-hmm. We've already approved the bid, so that should be, unless somebody has a problem with the details of the contract. But it's pretty much boilerplate at this point.
Okay.
There's a series of budget amendments. When we pass a budget, we anticipate all the different costs and all the different revenue streams, and we generally estimate our revenue pessimistically and our costs. We estimate our costs high so that we know that we have enough money to do all our business. Mm-hmm. And then if it turns out that revenues are better and costs are lower, then we come out ahead. We generally don't come out behind because we do try to make sure that this is a very conservative budget. There's always adjustments. As actual costs come in, then we have to go back and we have to reallocate money between funds. And so we do that periodically. We used to always do it toward the end of the fiscal year. Since Emily Green has been our finance director, she likes to keep up on it. So we'll do this three or four times during the course of the fiscal year. So we just stay on course.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just basically cleaning up our budget in terms of actual costs as they come in,
okay,
or actual revenues as they come in. So there's a series of those.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's two items on here about tree services for mm-hmm. removing dead or dying trees. There's two different ones. One of them is in the cemetery area, and the other one is in the critical dunes area. So they're treated separately because of the expertise of the two different companies.
Okay.
So that's why there's two items on there.
All right.
We will have a final vote on our update of our international fire code. Every so often we'll adopt the one that's been most recently adopted by the state, and then mm-hmm. we'll get in line with that. So the 2021 fire code is the one that the state currently has. So we'll adopt that formally and get in line so that we're consistent with all the other communities. We voted on that at our last meeting. We have to have two votes on every ordinance change.
Oh, okay.
And that's required by the charter. The charter mm-hmm. says you cannot make an ordinance or an ordinance change in the same meeting that it was introduced. So we vote on it once, then we bring it up again at a later meeting, vote on it a second time, and then it can become an ordinance. So
okay.
That's why there's two readings, and you'll see that with other things that we do as well. In our last meeting, we had a preliminary vote on the hotel in Grand Landing area,
right,
on the site plan there. And I had anticipated seeing that on our agenda tonight for a second.
I was wondering.
For a second vote, but apparently there was something that wasn't ready for a second vote.
Okay.
Something because they had made an adjustment in their site plan between when the Planning Commission saw it and when we saw it. They changed the number of rooms in the hotel.
Yes, they did.
I think they dropped it down by about 30 rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So there was some small changes, and they wanted to have that all final before we did our final vote.
Well, that makes
sense. That wasn't quite there, so that's not on our agenda.
Okay.
What is on our agenda under new business? We've got a contract modification with Plumbers Environmental for work that's being done on our water system.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing an inventory of our water system materials, all the pipes and things like this. This kind of ties in with our copper and lead service line replacement that we've been working on for several years now.
Yep.
And we have several more years worth of work to do with that.
I know.
We had a nice presentation at our last meeting about
it was.
What that's about, how far along we are, and just basically to reassure people that we have a safe water system and that we're doing all the things that we need to do to make sure it stays safe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is part of that because this is an engineering study and an inventory so that we know what we've got. So a year and a half ago, a contract was awarded to plumbers for a portion of this work, and some of the money was still available to be spent. They didn't use up the entire grant. So this is a continuation of that, and this basically brings us up to fulfilling the grant that we had from Eagle.
Okay.
To do this work.
Okay.
So that's a contract modification. We have a special event for Lakeshore Pickleball Club. Now, they didn't have a date in our published in our agenda. I'm not sure what the date is.
Okay.
But it'll be this coming. That'll be next summer.
A pickleball tournament. I'm loving this.
And of course, they're asking for a $500 discount on things. This has kind of become pretty standard that we have certain fees for the use of space and
right.
for the processing of the requests.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we discount those, sometimes we waive those, but things that are actually consumable, like power, or they're using some materials or anything that we have to provide, then we don't waive those.
Okay.
There is there's a possible change of venue here.
What's this all about? Go ahead.
The celebration of service is something that Jamal Stewart came in
yes.
a year ago, and he came in his organization, did a celebration of service, and also a STEM education expose or expo in Mulligan's Hollow last year.
I remember that, yes.
And they did that. They did that in a relatively busy weekend, that first full weekend in June. And they were at Mulligan's Hollow, and there was other things going on around town. And they want to move that to Harbor Island. And so instead of having it in Mulligan's Hollow, they feel they have more space to make it happen on Harbor Island.
Okay.
And so they would occupy the space where the soccer fields are.
All right.
The green area, and they would fly their drones over that lagoon, which is between the soccer fields and where the Sims plant used to be.
Okay.
So that's the plan there. So it's normally when something has been an event before and it comes back in substantially the same form, it's a recurring event, and council doesn't vote on it. When you have a complete change of venue,
yeah, you have to vote on it.
Council has to vote on it all over again as if it were new.
Okay.
Sometimes if it's a minor change, we'll have to vote on the minor change part of it. But in this case, it's a totally new location. So that's on our agenda. And then we will be doing an introductory resolution on the sign for Nodos that we had a public hearing on at our last meeting. So our last meeting we had when they wanted to add a sign, because that's technically that's a planned development there, to add a new sign or a completely new element like that is a major amendment to their planned development. So the Planning Commission saw it, held a public hearing, and they recommended that we allow the sign, but that it not be lighted. Well, they proposed a backlit sign on the side of their building.
Okay.
This would be on that new part that they've just added, and it would be south-facing.
Okay.
So it faces along Harbor Drive, but facing directly south.
Okay.
And it doesn't like face into the neighborhoods or out onto the lake, but it kind of faces along the road.
All right.
And it's exactly the same as the one they have on the north side of their building. So if you want to see what they have today, at this time, just drive by there in the after dark, and you can see what that sign looks like. So we held a public hearing at our last meeting on this, and we didn't vote on it for an introductory resolution because we didn't have all the paperwork in place. We need to have an actual resolution written out in a formal manner before we vote on it. And so we asked for that to get prepared.
I see.
We had some discussion, too, on whether or not we agreed with the Planning Commission on the lighting of the sign or have it be an unlit sign. So we'll take that up tonight, and we'll do our introductory resolution on how we would change that plan development for Nodos.
All right, and there's always a second opportunity for the audience to speak as well.
Right. There's nothing specific listed on our agenda for report by city manager or city council.
Okay.
Sometimes something comes up that has to be just brought up as an update for folks, or if council members have been doing something or experienced something they want to bring up and talk about, then we just kind of throw that out there.